Right? This guy's like, oh yeah, I got iced coffee tonight.
Dub. And she asked me like, what kind?
Yeah, caramel or vanilla.
But it's coffee.
I want coffee flavored coffee.
Regular. I swear you do.
I have to say regular? What kind of bullshit is this, man?
I say the same thing every time.
Different flavored iced coffee?
Coffee regular. This is bullshit.
But coffee's the flavor.
Would you rather go to a place, ask them what the flavor is, and they tell you blue?
Blue what?
Blue. I said, what do you mean? No, not the color. I want the flavor. And they tell me blue again. And I was like, nah, man. What is it? And
is they're
like,
look. Is this Starbucks code?
Like, it's what blue. Is this?
It's blue?
Nah, I was at a bowling alley, guy, and I wanted something to drink, and it was in the fountain where they make, like, the juice and whatever.
They got, like, a code system.
Normally, it's, like, grape, peach, you know, like,
the juice shit, where it just continuously keeps filling in, like, yeah.
So, I'm like, what flavor is it?
Well, yeah, blue, red, or
raspberry, but the bitch just told me blue.
It's just blue.
I was like, okay, but what does it taste like?
Blueberry.
I don't know. Blue.
Would it be blueberry or just blue?
Well, no, like...
I asked the same question.
Slushy puppy there.
Yeah, but it's raspberry.
It's blue, cherry, and...
It's not blue, it's raspberry.
It's blue, it's blueberry.
It is, it's raspberry.
Blue is blueberry.
It's raspberry.
It's blueberry!
There is no raspberry slush puppy.
There is no raspberry slush puppy.
I'm telling you, the blue is raspberry.
There's no B-ray.
No.
No.
Yeah.
There's no B-ray.
I'm already doing it.
Please. I'm telling you it's raspberry.
No. There's no B-ray in a slush
puppy. It's raspberry.
Definitely not.
Blue slushy is raspberry.
That's what it is.
Blue is blueberry.
Blue. That's what we just gave you. We just gave you yellow 9. Not lemon. We just gave you yellow 9.
Yo, this podcast ends up turning into information.
There's raspberry.
Blue raspberry.
Boom! Blue suck raspberry. It, bitch!
Oh, she got you,
I fucking told you. I know my shit.
How is blue as raspberry?
How is blue raspberry?
It's because it's blue raspberry. That's I do not know.
Blue, why would it be blue?
Why would raspberry
Yo,
be blue?
Yo, you ever had those super suckers where like they had the
super
gum in the middle?
Super suckers?
I've never tried.
Super
Yo,
suckers.
Yo, thank you.
I was going to catch that right
Even little brown girl is telling me there's blue raspberry slush.
Little brown girl?
Yo, I'm reading the name. I ain't fucking racist, guy.
Blue raspberry.
God, I wish I could. Yeah, but is it blueberry mixed with raspberry?
It just says blue raspberry.
Okay, what color are raspberries?
But raspberry is red.
Raspberries are black or red.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's artificial. So why not make it blue?
None of it is blue.
I love her. Why make it blue?
Everybody likes blue and everybody likes red.
I can't.
We're not just going to make
blue most popular colors, guys.
She's scary.
Yo, okay,
right
red
now.
Is cherry. They're not just going to make it green. What's green cherry? You ever ate that?
Green cherry. Get the fuck out of here. Green cherry
green
tomato.
Cherry.
But that's what you're saying. That's what you're saying. But that's what you're saying.
It's artificial. You don't remember when there was purple ketchup, son?
No.
Get out of here.
I didn't fuck with
purple ketchup.
There was blue Coke, too.
I'm scared. I'm scared right
it
now.
It wasn't raspberry. It was regular Pepsi.
She's going crazy.
I can't even think.
She can't even kick you over that phone, guy. What the fuck second, with her, gay?
Get out of here, Nick, with your noise. I know my slushies, guy.
Nick, sing a song. Sing a song right now. Sing a song. Get everybody like.
Careful, he'll fall over for real.
I almost gave her a start and hit my Star Trek hold.
I had to get a
start. For those of you who don't see, he almost knocked him right off the chair, guy.
Interruption card, people.
No, he's just.
Sing a song for us, please.
Yeah, I know, interruption card.
Go ahead. Right
off the top of your head.
I don't know.
Oh like, God. Okay.
More bounce to the end.
Okay. Give props to you being right.
Oh, what?
Awesome.
Thank you.
But why would you think blue is raspberry?
Blue,
it's natural. I know it.
Understand continuity.
Same with candies and
I'm
everything.
Trying to get us to the fucking intro. You come back.
Sorry.
Just to compliment her and say that she's right.
I'm blue, but
I'm
blue. Oh my god. There you go. He has a song for you. He was singing. He's singing for
totally
you.
He was just singing a song.
Totally.
You see, you waited for me to say something else. I went to sing.
Yeah, he did. He did.
Yeah.
So sing it again.
Sing it now.
Right loud and proud.
Ba-da-dee-da-da-da.
The gay song, really? That's the one you want
well,
me to
find? Well, you're talking about blue
right now.
Your brother said we kill him.
I'm in red, not blue.
I would have gone more with, like, I keep a blue flag hanging on my backside, only on the left side. Yeah, that's the crip side.
See, that's how you do it. Chilling with Villains, the podcast.
Yeah, that's the intro.
I am your host, Gary the Villain, in the building. My co-host, Mr. Smith.
Yeah.
And Think Tank in the house.
Hello.
Just filming.
What up?
That dude, Nick.
What's going on?
And thank you for tuning in for another episode of this bullshit. Shout out to
that was
Khadijah.r on Instagram. Shout out to Kareem Reed on SoundCloud.com and Reams on the Keys on Instagram.
Bop, bop.
So yeah, we've been live this whole time through the whole thing. You guys see how the intros are. You see what I'm saying? While we had to produce a lot of it because you see what you just did? Good job, Jess. Like, I'm in the scared. Intro, like that. Like,
I'm scared.
What is that?
You did a bang-up job there.
You know what I'm saying? Great job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Round of applause.
Yeah!
Thank you.
Thank you.
There was a royal wedding involved.
Yeah. The royal wedding. Who watched that today?
My mom did.
It happened today? No, it was yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Wow. Yeah, it's on YouTube. It was like,
yeah, that's how much I care.
It was like five hours. All I could do is skip through the 5 hours. Like,
I just saw the pictures. She looked pretty. He was nice.
Yo, the ex-girlfriend got invited.
He was sweet.
To the
he looked at her and
the
was like...
The ex-girlfriend went to the wedding?
Two ex-girlfriends. His ex-girlfriends were at the wedding. I'm like,
for
what
sure?
The hell is this?
The prince could do that shit.
Yeah, because he wanted to be on TV.
He's gangster. Yeah. It's like, you want to be on
TV?
You're
right, man. You're right. 100% right.
Want to be on the telly? I just assaulted everybody's bridge. I'm very sorry. I didn't mean to do that. Like, that was totally racist.
The thing is, what I feel
for
bad
for sure they were sitting there
her,
like I should have licked his ass.
But the thing is, she's not allowed to work.
She's not allowed to work?
No.
Meghan Markle?
She got a new title, like a
no, she's not allowed to work.
No, she's
not allowed to be an actress.
She got the title of the Duchess of Sussex.
They did the
Duchess
she was
of
part,
Sussex.
It's like a new title.
Say Duchess that 10 times fast.
She was
I can't
part,
even say it once. I'm sorry, I can barely say it once.
Oh, yeah.
Duchess of
Sussex.
Sussex. Almost
but she
like
was part
it.
Of the Suits there.
Yeah, that's a wicked show.
And they did their final season. It's the final season.
Oh my god, don't tell me because I really watch it and I
don't
want
I don't watch
don't
it.
Spoil
I don't
it.
Watch it. I'm
yeah.
just saying.
Suits? Well, this is a
it's
TV
a good
show.
No, they,
yeah.
they did it
they
early so she can get married.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, wicked. Yeah, yeah, it's a show about lawyers, but it's fucking good. Huh. It's really good.
Suits.
Yeah.
No, I was in one of my courses at CDI College and they said if you want to learn a lot about lawyers, that is one of the shows to watch.
Shows you how crooked they could be.
Yep.
Definitely.
I want to learn about baking. I watched Cake Boss.
There you go.
My God.
You know what I mean?
Did you learn?
No, that's a total sarcastic.
Okay.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
He's an ignorant son of a bitch.
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. That's the path I'm going down.
Just watch the Food Network, motherfucker.
You're a little soft.
In general, the Food Network.
That's why I just
every
said.
Now and then they sprinkle a wedding episode. And
yeah.
Can't lie, the cakes look fucking good, though.
I know.
Can't lie, I want to eat it.
I fucking love cake, man.
I know, you love cake too much.
I wish I could have
and
cake.
And that sounded dirty to young people. We just said we love cake. You're like, cake. Like,
no, we're talking about like birthday cake,
like,
wedding cake,
like, blow out the
Black
candles,
Forest
cake.
Yeah.
I'm cake.
Chocolate.
Nom.
Not eating booty.
Whoa.
Devil's chocolate.
Devil's chocolate?
He's like, yo, to play into the chocolate factory. You hear this guy?
Boss.
We know what he likes to do. I like that devil's chocolate.
Yeah, what are you doing
on
weekends? Like, jeez.
Bend that over,
make
bitch.
Make sure my meds are right.
Just have some cake. Make sure my levels are right.
I don't even want to say I like Black Forest Take Girls in the Forest.
That sounds very
some
rapey.
Some bush
taking girls
shit.
In the forest sounds very rapey.
Yo, Black Forest cake is the shit.
It sounds
the
scary.
Shit.
It
sounds
it's a forest.
Well, you're taking people to the
Ms.
forest, Black so they don't come back.
The bushes.
Never heard that joke?
Joke what?
There's like a dude walking with a kid into the forest.
Okay.
And the kid's like, yo, I'm scared. And the dude's like, you're scared. Like, I have to come back through the shit by myself.
You fucked up the joke.
No, I got
did?
It. Well, you said the dude's like.
Look at this guy. Like, I got it, man.
Oh, I got it.
I have like I'm pointing.
I love this guy. Well, I got it. Cause well, you suck dick guy. Why don't you just plant your mouth right in his penis?
She got it.
Both of y'all do it. I don't know.
Bitch, I ain't sucking nobody's dick today. If anybody's dick is getting sucked, it's my imaginary dick, okay?
Oh, What you're hearing is a new soundboard we're trying to implement on the show. So far, the best sound that we have is Jess laughing.
Laughing.
This is from a laugh.
That's the start of a laugh.
Laughing.
The start or the end of a laugh. I don't know what part I
have. It sounds so wicked, though.
And it sounded like... But this is a laugh.
No, it's not.
It's a laugh. It is.
I can guarantee you I ain't never came around you bitches, okay?
Okay, wow.
Snap. Whoa. Sip, hey, hold on. Whoa. Don't say that on my piece. I have a reputation.
It's okay. Just that alone make me come do that 1,000 times.
Oh my god.
1,000 times. I don't need you to come on me. I'll just do that 1,000 times. Masturbate and come all over the place.
Oh my god.
Call HR. Call HR.
I'm going to call Frank Robertson.
Frank Robertson.
I'm going to call Frank.
Frank Robertson. Frank, he's going to cut Robertson. Off your fucking Frank.
You know, that's a telenarity.
For those of y'all don't know, Frank Robertson is the person that we have in charge of our HR.
We obviously need HR for people like this.
For this predator over here.
Yes, a point with all fucking 10.
Like Magneto.
Predator.
Honestly, you look like more like Thriller.
Oh my god, she's telling you you look dead, bitch.
Yeah, whatever, I do. I always pale.
Pale as fuck.
Yep.
Yep, yep. Kind of blending in with the wall. We're gonna put some.
Oh my god, I was gonna say if he didn't have his beard for sure.
You know what I mean?
The hat and like.
Especially with your just dube.
Just looks like just a hat floating on the wall.
Just madness. Do yourself a favor and shut up!
Oh, there's a question.
No, there isn't. That's the only thing I could wave at you in
the moment. It's not for a question.
Oh. You see?
Okay, yo, why'd you do that? There's no fucking question.
Oh my god, fail!
No, why fail? You're the fail. You're the one
who
raised shit. Look, we let
no, no,
hear.
Don't go to him.
We let people hear from the beginning. I'm going to let you guys know what's going on right now.
Okay, wow.
Okay?
Okay, now I'm
going
to get blamed.
What's going on is shit. Now we have a flag.
I'm
going
to get blamed for this. Why?
To alert us. When you all over here on the, you all, y'all, on the Instagram.
On the gram.
Do you see the flag?
Is yeah. Trying to holler at us. Jess is going to wave this flag.
But in a moment of anger, I didn't have anything else to wave at him, so I waved it.
Yeah. Here's a Sharpie for next.
No, I'll end up throwing it at him with his perverted self.
You know what I mean? So, there you go. She just explained it to you. She did it. Just a premature wave to shut him.
Premature ejaculation.
Premature ejaculation. Wow. It happens. It happens to all of us.
No one's fuck you, happens. Guy. No one's I mean, I ejaculate nothing.
What? Whoa.
What? Yo, what?
Come on, man.
Like, what?
Keep it to yourself.
Like. Keep it to yourself? TMI?
This is Victoria
Weekend.
It's a
TMI
moment,
family
right? Show, man.
That seems sorry, like man. A disclaimer opening.
It's right? Disclaimer time.
Right? Whoa. We forgot.
Jeez. Oh my god.
I'm trying to follow this, so I'm confused.
You're always confused every week.
I might, yeah, it's true.
Every week, watch, you're gonna be like, this was a terrible show. We're gonna be like, yo, that was fucking funny!
It's true, though. You know what? You're right. I've been confused for the past month.
Disclaimer, please.
This episode of Chillin' Villains will contain mature content, strong language, and might not be suitable for everyone. Do not try any of this at home. This for entertainment purpose only. Listener and viewer discretion is advised. And for anyone who ignores this warning and still gets offended, well, too bad. You have been warned. Thanks, and please enjoy the show.
Oh my god!
Are you gonna do that every time that goes on?
I can't help it, motherfucker.
Yeah, I mean,
oh my, oh my, wow, really?
Wow.
Stop fingering me.
Double time with this guy. Got gratuitous over there. Like,
I couldn't help myself. You're so beautiful.
I swear to God, I'm coming with a mask.
Yo. We're gonna call Frank.
I'm gonna start showing up in a fucking burka, okay?
In a burka?
Yeah.
What the fuck is that?
Oh my goodness.
Completely fucking covered. Okay. You'll only see my eyeballs.
I don't know how much of that was offensive and how much of it wasn't.
No, the whole reason why they do that is so that they don't go for like. People don't look at their beauty. They look at them as a person.
They look as a person and you're covering them.
Exactly, bitch.
Yeah, exactly what? They're looking at a shadow?
Whoa, I'd rather you look at a shadow than like...
Like what? You're beautiful, so what? What, you can't enjoy your beauty?
I do enjoy my beauty.
Then why can't I say it? Yeah, it's uncomfortable to you. I'm sorry.
You get tired every week.
Am I jumping your bones?
Like, you bitch, you just said you would finger that like 100 times.
When you wake up every day, you say this is a nice day?
Yes.
When you wake up every day, you say this is a nice day?
I look at the weather.
And what if it's bad weather?
And I say it's shit.
So then you don't say every day is a good day.
Yeah, because it's bad weather. But her, it's not weather.
Yeah, but you don't know to what extent that she's...
But she's not weather, motherfucker. She's a beautiful woman.
I feel she's coming here woman. Feeling at her
I need to. I talk about her all the time. Shit. Yo, if I want to see beauty, I will talk about beauty. Annie's a beautiful woman. She's a beautiful woman. So what?
You drink too many coffee for your
life. No.
Yo, that's like you're about to bark.
That is true.
Okay.
Thank you, motherfucker.
Sponsored by Corona.
Annie, when you look good, don't I say you look good?
Yeah.
Thank you. When Jessica looks good, I say she looks good. I'm not saying jump on my penis.
Oh my god.
Because they'll be like, yo, fuck you, Smith. I ain't jumping on your penis. You have to pay me.
I'm just jealous because he never tells me I look good at any time.
He does though.
I actually do tell you look good.
My hat's matching my shirt this time.
That's what I'm saying. You look good, my friend. It's on Sunday. I even tell Nick, yo, that's a nice shirt.
That's a nice shirt.
Thank you very much.
I think that's a nice shirt.
Like, what am I, chopped liver?
When you chop liver, when you
I love how you're just handing out compliments like a fucking dealer at the casino. Like, here you go. You look great. Fucking Oprah with a compliment.
It's Sunday.
You're a beautiful person.
You it's Sunday. Everybody looks good.
There you go. Sunday's best, bitches. That's we're right here.
It's a God's day.
God's day?
Yeah,
or a villainous day.
Or if you're in Georgia, you're allowed to beat your wife day at the court steps.
What the fuck?
What?
That's so
fun factoid, people.
This show will take turns like this on a dime.
Hope you're ready for the roller coaster ride, people.
Or
you could beat your wife where?
In Georgia, but only on Sunday at the courthouse.
Is this a law that's still in effect that they didn't take out? Is this one of these laws?
It's a law from 1892 and they just never took it out.
1892.
I believe so.
It's also Expo wearing hat day.
Expo wearing hat day? Yeah, I should say two Expos. And a Jordan.
Yeah, but he matches you. You guys are like twinning it. You guys are cuties. His red matches your red.
Oh, look at
you got that bread.
You're dope, man.
We're just doobing it.
I was just saying, I'm black.
That's what George jumping to is jump with a doobie in his mouth. You gotta be doing the
jump
signature jump.
Doobies? Wait. Jump doobies? Is that that's what you're going with?
Sorry.
A lot of traffic these days.
Oh no, my white shirt is matching my white socks.
Yeah, but George,
you can't say anything that matches a white sock.
Why?
Because white socks. What other kind of socks are you wearing?
There's gray socks, there's toe black. Socks, there's all socks, there's black socks, hat socks, blue socks.
How often is a grown man wearing anything but white socks?
Black, gray.
My boyfriend every single day.
How black, often?
My gray. Boyfriend every single day.
Okay, he makes it a mission to do it?
He has two drawers full of different socks.
I know if I fucking 9 out of 10, white socks.
No.
White socks aren't regular.
Yo,
I wear black, if I have gray, and white.
Different color black,
like I wear
three. Black, gray, and white. Black, gray, and white.
My
that's
boss,
what I wear.
Who every day wears a different color pair of socks.
Mostly black.
He goes out of his way.
Yeah.
I wear white when I'm
working.
I wear more
don't make
like
white
black
business
and gray.
Socks, guys.
I don't have that kind of
like,
time.
And white, like
oh, business socks.
They don't make white business socks.
Okay, yo, business socks are different. I'll talk about me fucking putting on sneakers.
Dress socks are black.
Even rings on the keys is like black, bitches.
Dress socks are black.
Always black. Dress socks are different.
No, dress socks are...
The everyday guy is wearing white socks.
Not always.
No,
no.
I'm telling you, I know. Yo.
Someone fucking shout out.
Yo, even rings on the keys is saying black.
Bun that. See?
He's right. Your brother's right, man.
No, bun you. Okay? Like,
yo, when Gary, yo,
most people
you,
just wear white
you're
socks.
You're gonna be arguing with him?
Matching white socks. What kind of shit is that?
It's black socks, man.
Okay, question.
No, Ms. Black said I usually don't care as long as I find a pair of socks. Sometimes I end up with one blue and one black. Yo, I wear mismatched socks all the time. I wear sister socks. They're just like the same kind of socks, but the same, like.
I just wear what doesn't have
color.
Holes in it.
Oh, yo, right? Holier than the Bible?
Whatever it is, have holes in it. I just got singles laying around in a drawer somewhere. Like,
oh, I have a fucking whole thing of single socks.
How the fuck does
it's
that
true,
happen?
Though.
Losing yeah, that right. one sock. Even in your own washing machine, it's you don't true. Lose that one sock.
I go
sock.
Through that every laundry. Yeah, you're missing a sock.
Yeah, how did it happen?
Because it's in your room, motherfucker.
Guess what?
No. Maybe it's that. That's what lint is made out of. Maybe it's our socks unraveling. Shredded that
becomes the socks.
That and it ends up as the lint that you have
like
to clean
Parmesan
out.
Parmesan cheese, but
Parmesan socks.
Shit.
Because what's up with all that lint in the dryer?
The dryer like, eats yeah. it. Even Ms. Black.
I'm sorry, what, you got in there for 3 hours? Like, what the fuck?
Like
disintegrated socks, guys?
I mean, over time.
Like,
over time?
You keep throwing socks in there, eventually that one of them socks is not going to make it back.
I'm sorry.
Washing machine. Because, like, I have a front-loading washing machine. It gets stuck in the, like, rubber of the door all the time.
Yo, do you know, like, yo... Let me ask you one question, because this is a question. Like, yo, what do you get your holes at mostly? Front or heel?
Oh, like on your socks?
On socks?
Like, you mean in the toes, or like, where does the hose?
Where's the hose at? Where the hose at?
Toe
the
hose or heels?
Where the hose, where the hose at?
Okay, where the hose occur?
Toes or heels?
Mostly in the toes? I would say the toes.
Toes.
Toes?
Me, it's weird, man. It's right in the middle.
Okay, no, you can't ask
if
that.
If it does happen, rarely, a toes?
Mine's the heels, always.
Mine just slid right in the middle.
Someone pees toes.
The force, right?
Mine's the heels, like, always.
You bleach your socks?
Bleach?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, always.
Oh, yeah, it's true. No, yeah, okay. Bleach to clean, yeah, for sure, yeah.
Bleach your white socks?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, all the white socks that you got. The ones that are a majority of overall your other colored socks.
I bleach my colored socks too.
Would you really?
I do.
Okay, the gray ones.
Like, look, the ones I'm wearing right now.
You're bleaching black socks?
Black socks, I've done it before.
You bleach black socks?
I've done it before.
Then you're gonna have like tie-dye
I only bleach socks that I know what house. Honestly, I only bleach socks the houses that I know that are dusty as hell.
Dusty as hell? What? Like,
black socks?
What?
If no, I only bleach socks that I know which houses are don't clean themselves. Like your house, I don't bleach them. I go to another house, no mentioning names, I bleach the shit out of it.
So what do you do if you go to a laundromat? You gonna bleach your socks?
I don't go to a laundromat.
You never use a laundromat? Okay, Mr. Oh.
I live in an apartment building.
I don't use fucking laundromats.
I live in an apartment building for 12 years.
The fuck is that?
It's like, I know better.
I
trying
live,
to shit on me for using a laundromat?
I live
like
in an apartment
what?
Building.
I'm like a commoner to you because I use a laundromat?
Is he not listening?
Okay, I know you have that luxury there, Mr. Donald Trump.
Donald Trump?
Got your fucking like, laundry machine in your building and shit.
Be rich as shit.
But I'm talking about, yo, someone goes to a laundromat. If you were to go to a laundromat.
Okay.
You bleach your socks?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yeah. But I don't go to the laundromat.
Yeah, I know you don't.
I bleach a lot in my place because people are dirty as fuck. And I also clean the washer and dryer because people are dirty.
Trust me, I used to use the...
Fuck.
In the apartment building, we had one on each floor where like we could share it amongst like the floor.
I live with my girlfriend for a minute too. Same
it
thing.
Was nasty.
Yeah,
the people that used to take care of the building would wash the mop heads in our washing machine because they have theirs. And that's what made me buy my own washing machine.
Yeah.
I was like, fuck this shit, guy. I'll hang my shit.
You're lucky you could do that. Because if I did that, my building would get a fucking fine.
Ain't nobody know. My fucking thing was like a little tiny like.
No, we didn't have, like, I would have to get someone to build that into my apartment.
No, it's one that hooks up to the sink. It's a portable one. It rolls. You can put it in a closet, son.
Well, washing machine?
Yeah, but we don't have. I don't have that in my building.
Yeah,
I
know,
have that luxury.
Most washing, mostly
it hooks
washing
up
machine.
To your
I would,
kitchen
like
sink.
I said to you, I would have to build in an attachment.
No, but she
it
said
hooks
most,
up
most,
to your
most
kitchen
of these
sink.
Washing hook up to the sink.
You saying she's
oh yeah?
That's what
it hooks
back
up to your
yeah, but
sink.
I would. You mean if I had that, if I did that, I would still get a fine.
Yeah,
they wouldn't even
probably,
know.
Because. Well,
no,
they
go
the
to check my my fire thing, like, you know, when the fire...
I don't know, but I'm telling you, it's on wheels. It can roll.
I know, but I can't hide that anywhere.
No, the her one she's talking about is...
No, I get that what she's saying.
But I know in the case that you're saying, because I know some people that do that, you can't hide
no,
it.
No, because
like,
they did
using,
that.
Like, a big, like, regular washer.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You can't hook up to your kitchen sink.
You know what's crazy?
You can't hide that.
Is people got fines in my building because you're not allowed to use a barbecue.
Oh, wow.
Wow. You're not allowed to use a barbecue in my building.
Actually, I can see
if that. They would go in the winter and just, like, check the fire and they would see a barbecue, they would get a fine.
You know, some apartment complexes, you'll get a fine.
That's what I'm saying. Like, her curtains like are her, I, you know what? No, Jess.
Other than white.
Jess, you are 100% correct of doing that. But in my building, they're mad suspect. They'll check out satellites, that shit. You know what I'm saying? That's what I can see. And, like, even pets. Some people got tested for pets because they got, like, three dogs going.
Did they start that already? You're paying rent for your pet?
Yeah, some people have it.
Not paying rent. You're not allowed pets in my building.
Yeah, I know. I'm also like, did did that start yet?
Yeah, yeah. A few years ago now.
Yeah?
Yeah. You have to pay, like, it depends on how big the dog is, but, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
You have to pay rent for them now.
Paying rent.
Just to tell what you were talking about, this, a friend of mine, he's in my building. He has, what dog is? Looks like a lamb dog. I forgot what it's called. It's, like, really hairy, and the hair goes beyond his eyes. Sheepdog. There you go. Thank you. A sheepdog, and it's super huge.
Fuck
like
that.
It's like to my waist, you know.
They're usually and he got gray a fine. And white, yeah.
And yeah, gray and white, exactly. Yeah. And he got a fine. He told me of $400 from the landlord.
Well, fuck! They look like giant mops walking around. You really want that shedding everywhere?
Giant mops.
No, but like no, but you weren't allowed dogs in the building. That's what they were saying. Like, and he got caught for it, and he had to pay $400.
But what thing you gotta, like, how come, like, people that have big dogs, he never considered? You know they poop, right?
Yeah, but you
think
scared
of
it.
The bigger the dog, the bigger the shit. What do you mean?
You yeah, but like, he takes
like,
it all
a dog
the
like
place.
That. That's a cheap dog. Like,
I don't want a dog half the size of my body.
It was more gray than white.
I'm scared.
Yeah, it's dookie,
there
man.
Was white on it, but
probably
it was, like, more
older,
gray.
That's why.
Yeah, probably. Yeah, there you go. This girl knows.
Well, I know cheap dogs because I have to stay far away from my allergies.
Yeah, but this, when the dog came into elevator, it was like trying to lick my fingers. Like, I was just like this and was like, I was up here and he would try to lick my fingers. So I pet the dog, but the dog was so nice. Like, I'm like, oh, that's a very nice dog. He's like, yeah, I just had to pay $400 to get him. I had to pay a fine to let them in here because there was not allowed no dogs in my building.
Oh, no dogs, period.
No dogs, period. And there's, like, purebreds.
So not really do with the size of the dog in this case.
And there's purebreds in my building. It's crazy.
Well, you get paid a loop. I find it's whack. If you're going to charge me for my animal, then I should be able to write them off on my taxes.
Yeah, I agree with you.
At least the vet bills.
Something.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm telling you, like, my brother and his dogs, he's crazy with them. Like, his dog has, like, allergy medication, heart pills, all kinds of shit. One of them has
that money
surgery.
That
has
stopped
walking.
Because when people have kids, like they're dependents, right?
Yo,
like,
it costs
taxes.
Like $6,000.
So your dog is dependent to you. Like,
I can imagine.
Yeah, it is.
We're the same
I'm
way.
Telling you,
it's,
just
it's a lot of money to have
kids
pets.
To animals, right? That's what I just did, right?
My girl's like, yo, I want to have a cat. I go, you have debt to $1,000. You want to fucking have a pet? Like, seriously, you want to have a cat? I'm like, dude, you know how much a cat could be? Seriously. And they,
like
they're
the, like to pay for the cat.
No, like
talk about it long with all the bills are like the.
God, it's a lot.
Much, right?
Unless
it's
you get that like the SPCA, but even
for
that,
a checkup alone, it's a decent amount to have a
yeah,
checkup.
Yeah, and if they get
yeah,
sick,
but the people
or...
that have to the people that have the animals, they don't. Really
I'm sorry
see that
if
as,
if you know the person can't afford themselves, why are you gonna have a pet?
Hey, I agree. So people got these bonds with animals.
Like, I know a lot of yeah. people that have a fucking turtle, and they can't afford it.
Sometimes that turtle's their best friend. Right?
Yeah, but
no,
then they
like
can't
Bean
afford it.
No, like, Bean is my homie. I love Ooh. My bunny.
Oh, yeah? You have a bunny?
Yeah,
oh,
but you
cool.
can afford Bean.
Yeah, but you can afford it.
Yeah.
Some people can't afford pets.
No, what if you're on a
and they have, like, two or three
I mean,
pets.
You would do what it could
I know people...
Yeah, but I would never get rid of them. Like, I couldn't see myself coming
yeah, but the thing
where,
is,
like, if I couldn't buy his food
I know a lot
like,
of people, they're like pet savers, you know, people that save pets off the street.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
But they can't afford them. So why are you saving them if you can't afford it? I'm sorry, if you don't have the money. Well,
that goes back to exactly what I'm saying. They're doing it because.
Yeah, but.
If you have to.
Know. Half of them are dying, though.
Like, I don't have any pets, so I don't understand the the connection fully, but you're saying, like, look, if it came down to it, just like, yeah, you were going to do what
is necessary.
Yeah.
What's like, necessary to keep this, to keep your pet with you, like,
yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Like, once you have a pet.
Oh, so, you're basically saying you're going to do that and, like, not care for yourself.
You might look at it like that, but like I'm saying.
Well, that's what it is.
You're seeing it like that, but the person that has the pet.
Well, it's a lot of money, man.
They see it a little bit different.
It's a lot of money, man.
When you have a pet, though, you don't look at it. It's like a child.
Yeah, exactly.
It costs a lot of money, but you're not going to look at a child and be like, oh, money.
You don't look at
it. I understand that.
No, exactly.
I know some people do.
I understand that. But I'm just saying that you're not paying attention to yourself after that. Because you're doing it for the pet. Right?
Well, yeah, I pay attention. I have more than enough time
for myself. No, that's you. But some people... Some people are pet savers, but they can't even afford themselves.
I guess, yeah. Like, I get what you're saying. Like homeless people, they have no home, but they have, like, a dog or something. Or two dogs or three dogs, and then you're wondering, like, how the fuck
and probably are you really able to take care of this dog?
I was just saying, every situation is complex. You see, that's what I say.
Yeah.
You like to, like, just go, it's like this. But no, this, it's a facet.
You can't. It's multi.
Way more complex.
Yeah,
there's people doing that, like, yeah. Oh, two, three dogs are... They can't take care of us. Yeah, but that's sometimes for some people, that's part of their ploy. You feel sorry for them.
I know a few people that are like that, man. They're pet savers, but they can't afford themselves.
Complex situations to everything.
And that's how they get you. And that's how they get you.
You can't just say, it's like that. Man, there's different reasons for everything.
Nothing's a straight path.
That's what I'm saying. Life is crazy. I'm not saying it's like that. I'm saying life is crazy.
You kind of say it. Because I was just telling you, yeah, I don't know. But that person might not feel that way because that's how you're seeing it. You're like, nope. That's it. They're not taking care of themselves, man.
They're not.
And that's the all you're willing to let. That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm saying.
That's the subject I'm talking about.
Roll that dice. Shake that booty.
Oh, shit. Should we do it?
Yes. Somebody rolled it. Oh, my God. Fail. Good. You see?
See, no one here is allowed to touch this thing,
right? Everybody's touching it.
Roll the dice?
No, he's jerking it.
Okay, let me see. Like, there's...
Yeah,
One, two, three, four. We're going to say there's four up there.
So what? If it's an even, how does this work?
Dude, what if it's five or six?
Just use one die.
Yeah. Because you're going to have too many numbers to guess.
Dude.
So you need a one through four.
Oh my God. See what he's doing? See what it looks
one
like.
One through four.
So it looks like, for anybody looking at the camera view over here.
You kind of look like 50 Cent. I got money. Money is hot, hot.
Five. I love it. You have one through four.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And it was
not enough. You gotta go get it.
So we gotta roll again.
Roll again. Ooh, I feel like you're gonna
six.
Seriously, you guys are cheating.
Two numbers that are not on this fucking shit. Like
five.
Oh my God.
Wow, we're terrible.
Five. I swear to God.
Cinco de Mayo. I already passed.
If you get six, I'm gonna bust out laughing.
Two.
Sport.
This is America.
This is America video.
Amazing.
That we told everybody in our message board to see it and nobody hears it.
I seen it. You guys are fucking slacking, man. The movie. Yeah. It's so serious. It's like a movie. So well done.
This is America. This is the song by Childish Gambino. The song is one thing. The video
is different.
It's a complete other set of beans with all these fucking... images and subliminal things going on in the background, and even the things that he's doing straight up in your face. And like I said, there was a lot of messages in this video, even down to what he was wearing.
The way he moved, positioned his body, his facial expressions, everything.
Everything. Blackface, entertainment, and I don't know if you could call that entertainment, but yeah, that shit.
Just the whole fact that
America views guns and. All of that, all in the blah, 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 blah. And one person said, oh man, who said it last week? They talked about it. The fact that it was, the whole video was shot in a warehouse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So how they're confined to a warehouse.
Yeah.
This is America. Like, it feels like you're confined to just this.
But it's huge.
One playground. It feels big. But it's not really. You're in a warehouse.
Yeah.
Right?
That's crazy.
But even also, that message, just by like, saying it, just by me saying it out loud, I'm telling you, like. Yeah, I mean, there's mad messages to this video. This guy really thought about what he did. He's coming up in the new Star Wars movie.
Oh, he's
Solo
in it?
Movie. Yeah, he's playing the young Lando. Lando Calrissian.
He's an actor also.
Yeah. This guy's a triple threat, this Childish Gambino.
Donald Glover, okay?
Yeah, acts,
Writes.
Writes.
Makes babies.
That's what he does. He makes babies. That's yeah. on his resume.
He has two.
Two babies. Okay, he's got two in the factory. That's good. That's good.
What was that?
Well, I like the fact that he's a hip hop artist on top of being an actor.
He's a multifaceted.
And in technicality, I think he's the only hip hop artist to be in a Star Wars movie.
That's what they said.
He is, right?
Wasn't Method Man in it?
No.
I know, and we like to think so.
I would love it, Method Man.
Yo, I love Method Man was in Star Wars, man.
That would be crazy.
Yeah, we see Method Man having a smoke with fucking that. Like, yeah, you can.
Imagine was Chewbacca this whole time.
Yeah. Yo, you bust off. M-E-T-H-O-D.
Man.
Yo, until you, this guy kills it. My name is.
Don't. We're gonna skip right over.
Oh, no.
We're gonna skip right over.
I didn't even make the noise.
I know.
I got
Jordan in the ocean.
That's hilarious.
I know.
Hilarious.
Oh my god.
You know what else is hilarious? If you guys
I'm really sorry, us, I never yeah, saw I this said, video.
Oh, go ahead, overstep. No problem.
I'm sorry.
Wasn't saying anything while you were saying something.
I don't know which one it is, but that was the interruption card because she's like, texting her.
Like, I'm only like something. 1 foot away from you.
I'm sure she's doing
like,
something.
I'm sorry.
You didn't hear me going? Nope.
I'm sorry.
Because he wasn't saying anything. So I
there's like, actually nothing that says anything about him being the first hip hop artist in Star Wars.
So we just said it first, right?
I think so. You heard it here first.
So we just said it first.
We just claiming that shit right now.
We saying it.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it's true. There's no history of it.
What?
At all.
Can we find anything? Like
no, nothing. Just look.
There's nobody else.
No one else.
I think he's it. He's the chosen one. Now you can say something.
Oh, okay.
You're officially allowed, man.
Yeah, I know. Sorry. Because I was like, I got the interruption card. I don't know. She weighs some...
I waved a fan of cards at you.
Yeah, I know.
She waved all the cards.
By the by, did anybody see the Ninja Batman?
I have it on my laptop. I'm going to watch tonight. Is it really boss?
Ninja Batman's like the anime version of
Batman.
They go back to like the feel of Japan or something like that.
Yeah, exactly.
God, when I heard about that,
I really like how they're portrayed.
I need to watch this like now.
This guy's like, right now.
Yeah.
You like Batman?
Nope.
Get out.
You didn't see Infinity War. And Deadpool came out, you didn't see that either.
Nope.
0 for 2 right now, man. Seriously.
Oh,
you didn't say Black Panther either?
Nope.
Oh,
snap.
Not the hat trick, man. No.
God damn. What do you like? You like DC or something?
Nope.
Oh, okay.
I didn't see Suicide Squad. I didn't see Superman versus Batman.
Whoa.
I didn't see...
You sound like a horse.
Yo.
I didn't see...
What else did you not see? Did you see Thor?
DC Thor?
No, I was naming all animes.
He asked, did you see Thor? Not DC Thor.
He said DC
Thor. No, I said, I heard that the second time.
I said, did you see Thor?
No, you said DC Thor.
Okay, Dead Sea. He wants to know if you saw
Thor. No, I didn't see Ragnarok.
Ragnarok? That sounds like a porno.
Oh my god.
No, I didn't see none of that. I didn't see Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Oh!
I didn't see... Did you
see Captain America, at least? What?
Did you see Green Hornet?
Green Hornet?
I didn't see Green Hornet. I wish I didn't see it.
Going back to the 70s.
Leave! Reeve on the keys just told you to leave.
Did you see any of the Supermans or Christopher Reeves?
Yes.
Okay, so we can start there.
Who died?
Lois Lane.
Oh, that was sad.
Yeah, what a fucking segue. Yeah, Lois Lane.
My brother.
Margot Kidder.
Margot, yeah.
Died at 69.
It's young.
It's a good number.
She was also the mother in the original.
I know, too soon. I'm sorry. I'm sorry to the family, the Kidder family.
That is like my favorite number.
I'm sorry to the Kidder family. I was just kidding. Oh, that's the villain in me, eh? That's a little slaying
God. What were we talking about faces before?
The latest Marvel movie I've seen was Spider-Man Homecoming.
Did you like it?
Yes. Because my favorite superhero is Spider-Man.
Is it?
Yes.
Why?
Because he's a normal kid. Growing up in the mid fucking level of the city.
What is it? In Queens? Queens, New York.
Yeah, but he lived in the
middle. I know it. I just brought out my, I just showed my geekness. I said, he's actually from Queens.
Get it right?
I don't care.
I could tell you his address, but
I'd rather not. Myself. He told me to keep it.
Guy, this guy has a book on how being Batman. I don't know
you. That's all you got.
That's all I got?
That's all you got.
And that's all what? I got? You have every other
card? You'll be mad when I have a Batcave.
I don't care. I don't care.
That's it? Yeah. I'm going to make the Batcave, and you're not going to be able to...
I don't care. Make the fucking Batcave.
Guess what? You'll be like, what? I have a Batcave. And you're not allowed in.
You need millions and billions of dollars
to do
that. So you're going to invite
someone. And I do it.
Go do it.
You know I'd fucking do it.
And if you do it, I don't care.
No, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, because you keep talking about it.
No, I don't care.
I'm going to be Batman and shit.
No, you showed me the book and wanted me to read it. I'm like, fuck you.
The book laying around
my house. You showed me the book. Don't fucking lie. You showed me the book. The book
was laying in the library.
Library.
And yeah, I have a library.
Library. Yo, this guy literally showed me the book and said, yo, I got this book, guy. I didn't
show him shit.
And I read it. I read the book, the name, and I'm like, how to be Batman. And I'm like, you're a loser. And this then he's like, yo, guy, it's time to be only. Batman.
But yeah, you know what? Gary will never admit it. The Batcave, I'm telling you. As soon as I make that shit, he'd be like, you have a Batmobile? Watch, yeah.
You'll never have it, ever.
Yeah, watch.
Ever.
When I get one, you'll be like,
can ever.
I
go to your
Batcave? He's got several Batmobiles.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, okay, and?
I'm going to have one.
What is your point?
I'm going to get one, watch.
He doesn't have
one. No, whoa. What is your point?
He doesn't have millions of dollars.
Yeah, but to build a whole Batcave, you need that.
I'm getting a Fortress
Assault. The technology,
you need zero millions. Imagination.
Imagination, wow. Yo, someone's riding on your penis, guy. I'm telling you.
Your mom.
Oh, shit.
And plus her at the same time, so you're getting double.
You got friends. A double dick.
Two dicks?
I didn't know you like it like that.
Wow.
I don't know what she heard, but she's imagining.
How can two bitches ride one dick at the same time?
Strap in on. Turns, motherfucker.
Strap, yeah, straps. There's straps.
Like, the guy can put a strap on stupid him. Stupid
bitch.
Like,
but I would totally want two dicks.
There is an actual deformity where you're born with two dicks.
Yeah, sorry.
It's a very rare condition.
Though. Very rare. Very rare. Don't have
possible.
It.
Possible.
But very it's rare very indeed.
It's like one testicle or three.
That's not rare, though.
What? That's not really being a whore.
Right,
it's not.
Batman lives in your brother's city, apparently.
Yo, yeah, there's a Brampton Batman. Brampton?
Yo, he's in Brampton?
Is it Brampton? Or Toronto Batman?
Weren't you supposed to raise that flag?
It's T-Dot Batman.
T-Dot Batman?
I'm shoving the flag up your nostril.
Yeah, I try it.
And he's coming down with the doors.
He ain't answering. Well... He said, yeah. I don't know what that means, but it's yeah. Brampton. I guess Brampton.
No, I think T-Dot.
Brampton. He said Brampton. Yo, Brampton. That's where I go when I go to Toronto.
Brampton's a big city.
Yeah, man. Yo, Toronto is huge, guy.
The whole area is like, yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Were we boring you?
I know. He's all like, disgruntled and shit. Look
at I'm me. Looking at you. Okay, stop starting shit. Seriously. Stop starting shit. I'm looking at you. I ain't doing anything.
We're going to finish this episode. This guy's going to be like, this fucking episode was fucking atrocious.
Yo, but it wasn't.
We're going to be laughing.
So boss.
Hater. Someone said hater. What do you mean? I swear to God, I'm reading. Okay, sorry. Hater from Reem on the keys. He said hater.
You want some salt on your fries?
Just sweat on them.
You alright? You good? Are you here with us?
I'm just wondering what's going on right now.
You seem disoriented. Yeah. You're on the ball with this.
No, you guys are...
You just...
Huh? Yeah, well, it's all like
You like overweight boxer guys.
You're like Larry Holmes right now.
An overweight boxer?
Like Larry, yeah. Larry Holmes and his
spirit. Oh my god.
So we're gonna mosey on out of here. And so grumpy. It is that time because my phone just died.
So grumpy.
Oh, who said so grumpy? Who said that?
Reem on the keys.
You for real, eh? Tell me it doesn't look salty. Not because he's white. Ooh. But because it's like.
But I'm bumching.
See, I'm
looking like I'm saltine.
That, no, that didn't work. No, geez. Come on, man.
Whoa, sorry. Was it Premium Plus?
Those crackers are good, though. Like,
I wish I could eat them. Those are good, so gluten.
Good crackers. Like, with some peanut butter, so good.
I love how she tries to unwhitify it. She's like, it's okay, we can add some nuts or some extra flavor to the blandness.
Some cheese! Yo, some Monterey Jack cheese!
What am I supposed to do?
I don't know what's going on!
Some Cracker Barrel cheese!
Like, you guys are all dissing me up. I can't react to, like, three people. I'm not a robot. She's trying to...
We're gonna mosey on out of here. Yeah, yay, she likes to see it.
Chilling with Queens, the podcast.
We love you.
I love you, dog.
You're pretty cool for a white boy.
You're pretty fly for a white guy.
I feel like you.
And you know, I absolutely don't mean that because I've never said that to you ever in my life until now.
Even if you were a different color, I'd still like you.
See? Even if you're green.
Green, blue, purple, yellow, black,
or raspberry slushy.
Blue raspberry, motherfucker.
Blue raspberry slushy.
I'm gonna get you a lollipop. It's always blue raspberry. You don't know this? Blue and red are two most popular colors.
Blue should be blueberry. I don't know what this
is. No, blue would never be blueberry. Blueberry, imagine? Nobody likes fake blueberry. They like raspberry.
I like blueberry.
No. You don't like fake blueberry.
Blue raspberry or blueberry any day of the week.
Raspberry is fake.
Raspberry is awesome.
You guys are just dreaming and living color. I can't believe you guys have been living a lie this whole time. You thought blue was blueberry. You fools.
Just, I know, eh? Like, really, I feel like a fool for real. I can't even lie. Like, yo, I really thought this fucking shit was blueberry this whole time. Blue raspberry.
Yes!
I've been lied to.
Yo, and I knew I it feel too like because I was like.
Shut up like Swiss cheese, okay?
Whoa! Swiss bod.
I feel like Swiss cheese right now.
You feel like a cheese stick?
What?
Why, you feel like Art Kelly? I feel like Swiss cheese.
You put Swiss cheese in a cheese
stick. You put Swiss in a cheese stick. Oh no, it's mozzarella, right?
Yeah, because they normally take like, you could put anything basically, yeah. I think.
I should say.
So long as you freeze it up. And then dip so, it. So
Swiss is like a Subway sub.
Swiss is the holier one.
Okay, yeah.
So that's what he's saying, we shot him. So he's like, shots fired, I'm dead. I'm like a Wendy's Swiss burger. Cheese.
Swiss cheese.
Excuse me, sorry.
Alright, Annie.
Everything we do it for you. Everything that we do. Or no, I was thinking of like. You.
The freaky things that we do.
I was going with like.
You just let him do the Ja Rule like that? You let him do that?
No one else was doing it, so I had to do it really bad. I can't do it.
No,
I could have done it better with my little like sexy deep voice. Everybody love that, right?
No. Do you
want to
tell her?
I don't want to tell anyone anything right now.
Yo!
That's a perfect ending.
But we love you! Oh my god! It's always better when we're together.
We're gonna mosey on out of here. Okay.
Even Reem's on the keys, sorry. All jokes.
For real. It's jokes.
Okay. I'm
Yo, your face is something else. That's why. Do people see you?
You did the pie made shit.
Yeah.
Did
the like
what am I supposed to do? What am I? Okay. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I don't mean anything.
Oh my god, man. Okay. I can't.
You can't even?
I don't know my face to make.
Dude, you alright?
What? I'm fine.
It's that time of the month.
Oh my god, freaked out, insecure, neurotic, and emotional.
For real though. I'm like, seriously?
I'm just playing.
You're gonna be.
I'm just playing.
I don't have a card for that, but she's got I don't know if it's a one or two, but she's gotta use one.
You gotta pee. Oh, you gotta pee. Alright, so we'll do this real fast. So, you want new information about us? You go to facebook.com/chillvillains. Memes, stay chill. We put out some reaction videos about Childish Gambino that nobody else has seen. Except for y'all. And we're also on Instagram. You've seen us live on Instagram. That's at...
Chillin' Villains.
He even said that in, like, looks like the Queen of England, this guy. At fucking Meghan Markle's wedding. This guy.
What?
Chillin' Villains. I'm also building the Millennium Falcon for the Han Solo movie.
Yeah.
That's what I'm promoting myself right now. That's what I'm doing. At Gary the Villain. Check out my progress. It's going down. Trying to get it done by the 25th. Shout out to Khadija.R on Instagram. Shout out to Reams on the Keys on Instagram. And on SoundCloud.com. Got any complaints?
Fuck y'all.
I didn't wait for that.
This guy was like, fuck you right away.
Little or big? Fuck you.
Send them complaints to chillvillains@gmail.com. Without further ado. This is Gary the Villain leaving the building. My co-host Salty Smith.
Yeah.
And Think Tech in the house.
Bye.
Jess Philbin.
Peace.
That dude Nick.
What's going on?
And that's all we got to say about that shit.
Yeah, cheers.
Happy Victoria Weekend, y'all.
Stay chill.
Stay chill. Oh, Jesus Christ, my back. And dude. Go pee, go pee. Go, run, run.